the President's remarks to a group of NATO defense students and faculty. From the Rose Garden of the White House, July 16th, 1963.
I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you, General. We appreciate very much your courtesy and good wishes in visiting our country, and I'm particularly glad to have such a distinguished group of officers come to the United States. The NATO powers, as individual countries, have had the longest and martial tradition of any in the world, stretching back to 1,000 years. This long experience, as well as the information which study now gives us, should make it possible for us to be in a position to so strong that to deter all our adversaries, or those who make themselves our adversaries. We all know that it's very difficult for us to judge the present and the future, and there is a tendency in economics and politics and the social sciences, as well as in military life, to look to the past. And I'm sure we're all in a very good position to fight a war of the past today, but our wars, if they ever come, will be far more different. And therefore, it requires, it seems to me, the broadest possible knowledge. So we're glad that you come here. And in addition to the knowledge that we acquire by our study at the NATO Defense Institute, we also, it seems to me, participate in sharing experience. Alliances are very difficult organizations to maintain. Through history, in peacetime, they've disintegrated sooner or later, beginning with the Greeks. We've maintained this alliance in over a long period of time. It's my strong conviction that it should be maintained over the years to come, not only because of any military threats to Western Europe or the United States, but because we're involved in a struggle with an armed doctrine around the world. The closest concert among the Western powers on both sides of the Atlantic, it seems to me, are essential. Europe and the United States have been torn by civil wars, really, in this century twice. Now, if we can harness all that energy and all that power and all that knowledge and all that vitality to the cause of freedom together in the fight around the globe, I think we will certainly deserve well of our country and of history. So we're very glad to have you here. I hope that this is a fruitful visit. I hope you'll have some suggestions as to how we can improve our own military posture. And I want you to know that we're all very appreciative to all of you for the work you do. We regard NATO as essential to the defense of the United States. Therefore, we feel that all of you are participating in the security of our people, as well as the people of your own country. So we're very glad to welcome you here.